Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We come from Woolwich Evangelical Church down at Wood Hill. Like to read a few verses of the scriptures, words of invitation, words of life, words of great importance. Here is what the Apostle Paul says. Bodily exercise profits a little, but exercise unto godliness. How much more important? Oh, friends, it's great to have a physically fit body. But what about your spirit? What about your soul? What about the exercise of the conscience and the principle? The Apostle says this, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable to all things, having promise in this life and in the life to come. Oh, friends, it's a good thing to have a physically fit frame, but how much more vital in the last day, in the days of our death, to have a spiritually fit frame, to know the living God, to know his ways, to know his walk. And we encourage you this morning to spend time in his word, reading the scriptures, thinking about these things. I'd like to read to you two words from the psalmist where he says this, bless the Lord, O my soul. What a tremendous treasure it is to know the living God, to know his favour and to know his blessings. But our friends by nature, we chase after things that are of no value, things that are not so important, things that really don't matter when it comes to the last analysis. Here is what the prophet says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Where are you this morning, friends, if you don't know the living God, don't know his grace, don't know his power, don't know his wisdom? In Christ, what a wonderful provision there is for our spirits. But our friends, by nature, we chase after things of little profit, chase after things that are of no lasting value to the spirit. Seek him while there's still time. Here again, the words of the psalmist, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, and your soul from the grave. Oh, friends, how crucial it is to know spiritual reality, to know spiritual truths, to know the way of peace, to know the way of reality, not to chase after things that are vain and empty. Again, the prophet says this, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and of great mercy. But our friends, he is angry with us when we chase after things that are of little value. Seek his grace and his kindness. Look for his ways. Again, the psalmist says this, for as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them who fear him. But our friends, by nature, we have no fear of God. We have no fear of death. We have no fear of the afterlife. What a big mistake, friends, to throw our lives away on things that have little reckoning when it comes to the last analysis. Seek his wisdom. Seek his grace. Seek his kindness and his mercy. And again, the psalmist says this, but as for man, his days are frail. He's like the grass. His days are as the grass of the field. Like a flower, he rises and flourishes, and then he falls. Oh, friends, where is the lasting value of your spirits, of your lives? You don't know grace. You don't know mercy. You don't know repentance. Here again is what the psalmist says. He knows our frame. He remembers that man is dust. And so it is, friends. By nature, we're like the grass that flourishes, fades, and then falls. By nature, man is so ephemeral, so transient, so weak, so passing. And yet, in Christ, in the living God, there is the way of mercy. There is the way of washing. There is the way of cleansing. How crucial it is to know the living God, to know his mercy, not to chase after things of little profit, but to seek wisdom, to seek life, to seek the things that really count. Again, the words of the psalmist, he says this, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Oh, friends, what are the things that really matter to your heart, to your soul, to your spirit? If you don't know the grace and the forgiveness of the living God, don't know his power to raise you up out of the grave of a selfish, careless life, seek his wisdom, seek his grace and his kindness before it's too late. Again, the psalmist says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Oh, friends, he showered us with good things. And how have we rewarded him? How have we remembered his blessings and his benefits and his kindness? What have we done with the fourth commandment? What have we done with that great barrier around us to protect us and to hedge us and to keep us? In Christ is the way of return. In Christ is the peace of God and the power of God to wash away sin, to cleanse us, to change us, and to bless us. But our friends, it's a good thing to have a physically fit body, but how much more vital to have a healthy conscience? How much more vital to have a healthy soul? How much more vital to have a healthy prayer life? How much more vital to know the worship of God, to know the fear of God in your hearts and your spirits? Why, friends? Why are you chasing after things of little benefit, little profit when it comes to the last analysis? Hear again what the psalmist says. Man is like grass. He flourishes like the flower of a field, and fades and perishes and ends. Oh, friends, how we need that eternal word of God in our hearts and in our lives. How we need His grace and His kindness and His mercy. Seek Him while He may be found. Oh, friends, what a shame it is not to know the way of peace, not to know the way of life, not to know His grace and His power and His mercy. Seek Him while He may be found. Call on Him while He is still near. Again, the psalmist says this, "For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is His mercy to those who fear Him." But our friends, by nature, where is the fear of God in our hearts? Where is the respect for His standards and His laws? Where is the respect for His precepts? Seek Him while He may be found. Call on Him while He is still near. Why, friends, what benefit is there merely in physical health for its own sake? Seek wisdom, seek grace, seek life. In the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the forgiveness of sin, the washing of our inward spirits, the cleansing of the inward depravity of our souls. Seek Him while there is still time. Oh, friends, don't throw away your spirit. Don't throw away eternal life. Seek Him while He may be found. Take advantage of that precious gift of the Lord's day to seek His face, to seek His wisdom, to know His ways, to know His life and His grace. Why, friends, what is the benefit of just having a physically fit frame and not having a healthy conscience, not having a healthy spirit, not having a healthy prayer life, not knowing the way of worship, not knowing His grace or His kindness? Seek Him. Seek Him while He may be found. Again, the psalmist says this, "The glory of man is like the flower of a field. It rises, it flourishes, and then it perishes." Oh, friends, life is so transient. James says, life is like a puff of vapor, passes away so quickly. In the word of God, in His call, in repentance, in life, there is mercy, there is grace, there is the way of real and solid peace. Seek Him while He may be found, and call on Him while He is still near. Oh, friends, think again of what wonderful provision there is in that commandment, the fourth commandment, the Lord's day, to protect us, to hedge us, and to save us. But our friends, if you chase after things of little profit, of small profit, where will your spirit be at the end of time? Seek Him, and in Him you'll know grace, and power, and mercy. Again, the psalmist says this, "Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him." But our friends, where is the fear of God? Where is the concern about righteousness and holiness and purity? Where is the concern to run the straight race? The race that leads to paradise. The race that leads to righteousness. The race that leads to holiness. In Christ, there is the way of peace and grace. Seek Him while He may be found. Oh, friends, hear again what the apostle says. Bodily exercise is a small profit, a little benefit, a little profit. But exercise unto godliness, how much more vital, how much more serious, how much more important to know the ways of God, the purpose of life, why we're here and where we're headed in life. Oh, friends, what is the benefit of a godless and a careless life if we don't know His grace, we don't know His power, we don't know His saving abilities to bless us and to keep us? Again, the psalmist says this, "As for man, he knows that our frame is like dust. Our lives are ephemeral, transient, like a flourishing flower that falls and fades." Oh, friends, how we need God's word, how we need repentance, how we need His grace and his kindness and his mercy. No good, friends, to chase after things of little benefit. Seek his wisdom. Seek his grace before it's too late. Run the right race, the clear race, the race that leads to a good conscience, the race that leads to a right relationship with God. And in him alone, you'll find the solid peace that brings us through into his presence. Again, friends, I'd like to read to you from the psalmist where he says this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, friends, he showered us with benefits. Look at the supermarket shelves. Look at the benefits that surround us and encompass us. But, oh, friends, how little gratitude, how little thanks, how little worship. Where is the fruit of worship and joy in our hearts if we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ? We don't know the gift of God in his Son. Hear again what the psalmist says. He says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in mercy to those who fear him. But our friends, where is the fear of God if we don't know his ways, we don't know his precepts, don't know what he set us in life for, don't know his purposes and his grace? Seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. Don't throw away your spirit for things of little benefit, little profit. Seek after the things that will last. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, friends, we easily know thirst, we easily know hunger, but the things that really matter most in our lives are righteousness and purity, pure sexual purity in our hearts and lives, a pure conscience and a pure spirit. These are the things that matter most of all. These are the things to be chased after, seeking, while he may be found, and call on him while he is still near. In the Christ, in the Saviour, the Lord Jesus, there is the way of peace. There is the way of strength. There is the way of grace and life for us. Again, friends, God is very slow to anger, very slow to show his indignation and his anger against us, but it will come if we don't seek him, if we don't know his will and his way. Again, friends, the psalmist says this, as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. But oh, friends, how we need that fear, not something natural, something given to us by God. How we need that fear of God in our hearts and our minds. Run the straight race. Run the race that leads to paradise. Run the race of a clear conscience and a pure spirit. Seek him, friends. Seek his wisdom and his grace and his kindness before it's too late. Why, friends, chase after things of little profit, little benefit? Bodily exercise profits little, but exercise unto godliness profits now and in the life to come. Seek his wisdom. Seek his grace. Seek his kindness before it's too late, friends. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there are the outstretched arms of the living God to warn us, to promise to us life if we seek him. But our friends, if we chase after things of little benefit, of little value, how we need him. How we need his grace. How we need the promise of that gift. Seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is still near. Then, friends, like to read a few verses from the psalm where he says this, as for man, his days are grass, like the flower of the field, so he flourishes and fades. Oh, friends, by nature we're dust and ashes, breathing. That's all we are. Life is so transient. Life so ephemeral. How we need that glory of God inside. How we need the word of God. How we need his forgiveness. How we need relationship with him. Otherwise our lives are like a puff of smoke. Like a breath on a cold air. Passes and it's gone. How we need his grace and his goodness. And again, friends, the words of the psalmist, for the wind passes over it, that is the godless man, and it's gone. Where is the remnant place of it? It's forgotten. In Christ is the solid rock. In the Lord Jesus Christ is forgiveness for sin, mercy for our inward spirits, washing and cleansing. Oh, friends, run the race that leads to life. Run the race that leads to a pure conscience. Run the race that leads to spiritual purity. Seek after righteousness. Hunger after the things that really matter. Seek his wisdom and his grace before it's too late. And in Christ, you'll find the eternal reward, the gift of eternal life. Oh, friends, what a mistake it is not to know the way of peace and the way of life. Seek him while he may be found. Again, the words of the psalmist, he says this, the highest enjoyment of man is to worship God, to worship His Creator, to know His communion, to know real prayer, to know real worship. But our friends, how quickly we forget His benefits. How quickly we forget His kindness and His goodness. How quickly we forget the manifold blessings He showered down upon us. In Christ is the way of life. In Christ is the gift of God's mercy and goodness. Seek Him while He may be found. Don't throw away the opportunity to seek Him and to know Him before it's too late. Oh, friends, remember the fourth commandment, to keep that day sacred, to keep it apart, to keep it sacred. Here's a hedge for our spirits and for our souls, to bless us, to protect us, to cater for us. But oh, friends, by nature, how readily we chase after the things of the flesh and neglect the spirit. Work hard on the body, but neglect spiritual realities. Neglect the reality and the health of the conscience. Neglect the state of the principles within our heart. Oh, friends, how we need His kindness. How we need His power and His mercy and His grace. Seek Him while He may be found. Call on Him while He is still near. Don't throw away your eternal spirit. Seek His grace and His kindness before it's too late. And again, friends, the words of the psalmist, he says this: the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Oh, friends, He sees our godlessness, He sees our carelessness, and He calls us to life, calls us to mercy, calls us to washing, calls us to spiritual holiness, to cleansing. But by nature, we'll have nothing of it. What a shame, friends, not to know the way of life, not to know the path that leads to a pure conscience, not to know the way that leads to real peace, solid peace within. Seek Him, and in Him you'll find life and grace and mercy to wash and to bless. And again, friends, hear the words of the psalmist. He says this: for He knows, man, that his frame is dust. And so we are, friends, dust and ashes by nature, transient, ephemeral, passing. Our lives like a short span, like a tale that is told and then it's gone. But in Christ, in the Word of God, there is a word of life. There is a word of mercy. There is the word of God's promise and grace. Seek Him, friends, while He may be found. Call on Him while He is still near. Oh, friends, man is like grass. He flourishes and grows. His flowers appear in the bright sun and then they fade and fall. So we are by nature, like dust, like a vapor that passes away. Human life is so ephemeral, so transient, so fragile. How vital it is to know spiritual life. How crucial it is to know not just bodily fitness, but spiritual fitness. Fitness to face the judgment. Fitness to face the living God. Fitness of conscience. Fitness of principle. These are the things that really matter. Seek Him, friends, while He may be found. And call upon Him while He is still near. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the gift of God and the grace of God, the wonderful mercy of God to all. Doesn't matter what you've been or done, in the Lord Jesus Christ is the power to wash us and to cleanse us. Seek Him while He may be found. Again, friends, the psalmist says this: He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. We may offend Him, He may be indignant with us for the things that we've done and said, but our friends, return to the living God. Seek His wisdom and His grace before it's too late. Go back to Him for life and for mercy, for washing and for power. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the Word of God, the eternal, unchanging Word of God. Our lives are so frail, like ashes, like dust that pass away. Oh, friends, by nature, how empty our lives are if we don't know the purpose of life, if we don't know the glory of God, don't know His kindness and His goodness. Seek Him while He may be found. Call on Him while He is still near. Run the race that leads to the pure conscience. Run the race that leads to a holy and a pure heart. Seek His wisdom, friends. Hear the things that really matter, not just bodily fitness. Bodily fitness profits a little, but godliness profits now and in life to come. Seek Him, friends, and in Him you'll find life and mercy and power and washing. Oh, friends, what a tragedy it would be to see some here this morning not falling short of the end of the marathon. But how greater a tragedy it is not to know the way of life and the way of mercy, the way of washing and the way of power. Seek Him while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is still near. For in Him, and in Him alone, is the mercy of God and the kindness of God. Oh, friends, how we need His goodness. How we need His grace. How we need His wonderful tenderness toward us. Only found in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. There at the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ is an open fountain for sin and for uncleanness. Oh, friends, after this race, no doubt, you go and wash your body clean. Wash your spirit clean in His blood. And by His cross, find life, find mercy, find cleansing from sin in the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is the real meaning and purpose of life. There is the goal of our spirits. There is the end of our creation, the end of our being. Seek Him, friends, while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is still near. Again, friends, the Apostle says this, bodily exercise profits a little, but how much more is godliness, how much more vital, how much more important is the exercise of the conscience, the exercise of the spirit, the exercise of a prayer life. How much more vital, friends, is true worship, is a heart set for God, a heart set to run the race that really counts. Here are the things that really matter at the end of life. Seek Him, friends. And in the cross, and in the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll find mercy and power and grace. Turn to Him for life and for power before it's too late. Again, friends, I'd like to read to you a few verses from the words of the Apostle, from the words of the Lord Jesus, where He says this. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How vital it is, friends, to know His gift, to know His grace, to know His wonderful mercy, to know His power, to lift us up out of the grave of a selfish, fleshly life. Oh, friends, how we need His washing, and His cleansing, and His power before it's too late. Seek Him while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is still near. For His sake. Amen.